Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, that's Rob Thomas. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah is still out, everyone. She's got the flu. So we are here live, though, and we're doing a show for you. We also got a bunch of stuff to give you today, including more tickets as they announce them for shows at the Chase Center, the Warriors' new home. So those are coming up just after, about an hour from now, actually. And then a couple hours from now, we've got Outside Land's Eager Beaver tickets. And those are the three-day passes, which is what you want. Those shows are some of the best of the year and so fun to just be in Golden Gate Park running around. The show is actually in August. The tickets are available in a couple hours. And they go on sale, the Eager Beaver tickets for Outside Lands, this Thursday. So that's tomorrow. Oh, it's Wednesday, so yeah. Survivor's on tonight.
Oh, yeah. Survivor.
You don't care.
Nope.
She but really I, but act I like she that. Can.
I act. I'm a good actor in acting. Like I give a.
Weather today. This morning when I left, I just thought, well, this is as bad as it's been. I mean, it was absolutely terrible. It poured all the way in. I guess it's lightened up a little bit depending on where you are, but my information was wrong. I had been hoping. Fingers crossed. I guess I just wanted to believe what I had read, that we were done with these heavy storms for the year, but we aren't. It was bad out there this morning. Showers throughout the day today and rain to continue until Saturday. And then I think we even have
a little break.
We have a break, but then more rain next week. So we're not done.
All right.
I saw the boys posting that they went and saw something.
Us.
Oh, you went too?
I didn't. No, I was asleep. But they're
Marcus and Rudy will be in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Us is a horror movie by the guy who did
Get Out.
Peele.
Yeah. So
it
I'm
so
excited.
Good.
They filmed it right here in the Bay Area. And I thought his first film was really good. And I'm interested in anything scary. So they're coming in tomorrow to do the review for that, and that's it? Or
Rudy and I saw Triple Frontier. It's a Netflix film. If there's time, we can mention it really fast.
Is that the Ben Affleck film?
It is, yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. I mean, it's not horrible. My expectations were super low, but it's
not horrible.
Yeah, it's not horror. It's no Geely. Did you see Geely?
I did.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, I don't. I mean, I don't really remember what it's about, but I did see it, and I remember not caring. So it's better than that. All right.
Yeah.
So movie reviews tomorrow, everyone, in the 9 o'clock hour.
So, Bryn, you done with that?
Yeah, that's all done. Number one, Ariana Grande, Seven Rings.
We've been talking about a lot of concerts, lineups that are coming out.
Well, it's spring. In fact, today is the first day of spring,
that
right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Happy Persian New Year, everybody.
Is that tomorrow?
Oh, same
well,
year.
It's technically today. It's, you know,
that,
yeah.
What does that mean, it's technically?
Well, because the first Eid Mubarak, yeah, the first day of spring is Persian New Year. Because it's the rebirth in nature. So
I was reading an article in the Chronicle, I think, and it was about a guy, a chef, who'd escaped Iran with the help of his family. Then he took over. At first, he just was a chef for this famous restaurant here in the Bay Area, and then he bought it. And he's become, and now he does Persian food and sort of. You don't know this guy? You're not, none of that's ringing a bell?
Do you remember his name on any
I'll
level?
I'll find it. No, I'll
and
find
he lives
it.
In San Francisco?
It's a San Francisco restaurant. But he was also promoting that Persian New Year's right around the corner.
Was it Haas Zer?
Maybe.
I know him.
You do?
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
And a chef.
Yeah, he's a chef. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's great. He's
going to go eat there today and party with him or what?
Well, I'm kind of limited what I can eat right now, but when I can eat more, I will, yes.
What do you mean limited?
I just can't eat anything that flares up my back. I gotta just kind of.
So your doctors have told you certain foods flare up your back pain.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ehud Mabar.
Eides Mubarak.
Eides Mubarak. Woodstock is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a new event in Watkins Glen, New York. And this is happening the weekend of August 16th. The lineup has been officially announced. We have Jay-Z on the bill, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, and actually Miley Cyrus Instagram a naked picture of herself on just sort of a chaise lounge chair, and looks like it's almost in the desert, announcing that she's going to be one of the headliners. So Miley Cyrus on the Woodstock bill. I've really grown to like her a lot too.
I know that seems so weird, but I've grown to like that girl. I think that she came through that young person superstardom. And
was rebelling for a bit there.
It was an awkward transition, but her talent has won the day.
Showed through.
By far.
Right. Also on the Woodstock lineup, Imagine Dragons. Mm. We have Chance the Rapper, Dead and Company, Santana, John Fogerty. Robert Plant is even on the bill. He's performing with the Sensational Space Shifters, which I've never heard of any.
That's just his backing band, I think, but he is still amazing. I can't describe how shocked I was when I saw him live, and I just wanted him to do only Led Zeppelin, but he did some Zeppelin songs, but he's just a dude who's been on stage enough to know how to do it.
To do it, right.
And left my jaw dropped. That, like, wow, I guess if you do this enough, you get real good at it.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Woodstock, our very own Michael Franti and Spearhead are going to be there.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're performing on the first day.
Good for those guys.
Yeah. Also, some other mentionables, Greta Van Fleet, Portugal the Man, Gary Clark Jr., Leon Bridges is even doing that the second day. So a lot of people, 3-day long event with all kinds of really great bands.
And so that's in New York.
That is in New York, just outside of New York. I want to mention this. It's a local story. San Francisco Giants CEO Larry Bear will not be charged in altercation with his wife, which, as we've seen the video, it was caught on video.
Jeez.
Yes, I know. It's so scary.
It
so,
sounds a lot more extreme than it looks.
It does.
But whatever. I guess they decided these two, they were probably both saying, please don't.
The decision came after a review of a 40-minute video that shows about 25-minute-long conversation that became an argument over her demand to see his phone.
Her demand? Oh.
She wanted to see what was on his phone.
Oh, because she had the phone at one point.
Right.
The scream is him taking the phone back.
Yeah, as she fell back, right, on that chair.
What I had heard, though, is that she... Because if she said press charges, I bet they would have.
Mm.
But I think she was saying don't.
Yeah. She was saying don't.
Okay.
She says we have a happy marriage. This has never happened before. There's a note in this article that says something about there was a prior injury on her that the police determined was not from this incident.
Oh, okay.
So they're not saying exactly what that is, but Giants CEO Larry Bear will not be charged. And... as you may or may not know, he is now on leave from his role as SF Giants Chief Operating Officer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not saying when he will be back. So we'll keep you posted on that. Lastly, I wanted to mention a Mariah Carey story because I love Mariah Carey and all her antics. You might have heard she's being sued for mistreatment by multiple ex-employees. And one ex-employee is saying it was some kind of sex harassment thing that was going on where Mariah was always appearing nude around her. She said Mariah has some addiction problems. And then another employee that is also suing her for damages. In any case, this article is pointing out that Mariah asked if some hotel employees, these are her demands is what I'm getting at. Mariah asked if some hotel employees could dress as minions to come to her villa to entertain her twins. You can imagine people are not too excited about that. Recently, and then she didn't even want to pay them.
She didn't pay them for
it? She didn't pay them. Mariah contacted the concierge desk recently, needed a manicurist within 20 minutes. This was 9 p.m. at night. When they couldn't locate one, of course, she flew off the handle. Mm. I mean, we all know she's known for her diva behavior.
She's rich, though.
Of course.
300 mil is what it says here.
Mm-hmm. She is doing her show at Caesar's Palace, and some people are saying she's on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Mm. Is that right?
That's what they say, Vincent.
And that's
Mariah.
It?
Mariah. That is it, my friend.
Well done, Yuzette. Okay, it's Sarah and Vinny. Sarah's out. If you're wondering where her voice is, it's at home. She has the flu. So we are here. We're live. We're going to do news and play some music for you and also give you some tickets. So stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. For the first day of spring here, although, man, I got up this morning and drove in, and it was hitty. Heavy this morning, tapering today. We'll see rain again in the forecast on Friday. A little bit of a break for the weekend, and then rain again next week. So I thought we were done. I fingers crossed on the predictions I'd read, but not the case. Also, snow is still falling in Tahoe.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's falling into the daytime. It may be getting warmer day-wise, but at night it's getting cold and they have snow in the forecast. So I guess that's good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Oh. Oh.
Whoa,
Sarah.
There's Sarah's voice. So Sarah's out sick, everyone. She's got the flu. Our fingers are crossed for tomorrow, but we're here, we're live, and we're doing a show. I've got news next.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Baldacci Family Vineyards. RSVP today for their art and wine event on March 30th at baldaccivineyards.com. So check that out. Okay, so there's a lot going on. I wanted to mention that our good friend Scott Capurro is back in town.
Yeah.
And he is a super talent and a great stand-up comedian. And
he's so quick. I like to see him every time he comes back. So I will be going to one of his comedy events.
He's got one on March 23rd. That's this Saturday at Armstrong Brewing Company in South San Francisco. So I believe you can get tickets at scottcapurro.com.
Sure. And we have at Radio Alice all his shows, all the dates for his show.
So Scott's back, everyone. It's one of my favorite secret shows. Speaking of Scott's, I've got our other favorite
Scott
on the line now. NBC Bay Area's Scott Budman calling in.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott. So
hi.
I know there's a gaming conference, but before we get to that, and I believe you were out there. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Before we get to that, though, I just watched The Inventor, the Theranos story of, what's her name?
Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah.
I'm riveted to this story and the I guess you call that a documentary that I watched last night. You've seen it?
I have, yes.
Okay.
And I read the book about it. I'm obsessed like you are. It's an amazing story.
The book is called Bad Blood. There's also a podcast about her rise and fall. But The Inventor is a documentary on HBO, which I didn't even get to finish it last night. So I don't know sort of where they leave that. But tell me what you thought about watching The Inventor and certainly sort of her story here in the Bay Area as a biotech firm.
Yeah, you know, they're right. She was going to revolutionize blood testing and revolutionize healthcare. Got $9 billion in funding, which is amazing for a startup. Had a gigantic building that's now, you know, completely. And then you saw a lot of those drone shots of the abandoned building that they had. It was gigantic in the documentary. And it was one of those where we were just all fooled. And they were not only we've seen this with technology companies where, hey, it's coming. You know, we hear this from lots of phone companies and Tesla, and, hey, it's going to be there. And then eventually it arrives. This was putting us off for something that they just didn't have the technology for. And unlike, you know, oh, my car's late or my phone is, you know, the battery isn't as good, this was, you know, life and death kind of stuff. This was actual biological testing.
Right. Well,
and
they mentioned they mentioned that in the documentary about Waymo, like these driverless cars. Some of this tech can kill people. And this is a case where, you know, saying you're going to detect early detection of something for someone and they test and put faith in you and then you're not able to deliver. It's scary.
Right, and people were doing testing. And right, you know, with the driverless cars, we've seen some of the tragedies and, you know, people are going to court. With Theranos, the one lucky thing is that, at least as far as we know, no one was killed or seriously hurt or, you know, missed a treatment because of these tests. But they were getting fraudulent results from fraudulent tests as the money was coming in. And it's a scary thing to think about.
The trippy thing about the inventor, and we'll move on to the gaming conference after this, was that as she was selling this to the general public, that, and she had sort of a spiel, which was,
right,
you know, I had a sick uncle and he got skin cancer, which went to his brain and he died. And this doesn't have to happen. We can stop this. And so, and that was her rap, and it was good. And a lot of people gave her money based on that rap. Mm. But then when they went to market with Walgreens, they didn't have the finger prick technology ready at all. And I'm watching it going, oh my God, they're going to just do regular old blood draws. How do they sell that to people? They were just caught.
Right.
They were caught with their pants down.
Oh, exactly. And they went into this even more in the book, all the Walgreens and even the Safeways that built out these Theranos testing centers. And every once in a while, I'll be in a Walgreens or a Safeway, and I'll see one of those rooms, and it's a nicely furnished room. And maybe it's where you get your flu shot now or whatever, but you know it was a Theranos setup. And it's just chilling to think about how many people – might have gone in and gotten the wrong results or something that, you know, put off whatever they needed to do in their lives. It's frightening. And yeah, it's sort of a cautionary tale of Silicon Valley success.
It's an interesting watch. The Inventor's on HBO if you're into that. So Scott Budman's on the phone with us now, NBC Bay Area fame, and often appears on this show as a reporter. So what do you know about the gaming conference that's happening now? I know it's big business. I don't play any games other than Uno and a little Jenga now and then. So I really don't know enough about it to even ask the right questions. So tell us
it's a huge business. Yeah, it's a huge business, and it's growing because it's getting more social. It makes more money than Hollywood. It's really built into a lot of people's lives, no matter, you know, man, woman, whatever age you are. You're probably playing games. Even if you think you know you're not a gamer, you still got games on your phone. You still got games on your tablets. And, you know, I was listening to the show yesterday. You guys were talking about what Google was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that really sucked the air out of the room yesterday because they came up with something that doesn't exist, a way to play. I mean, it doesn't really exist. A couple of companies are trying to get into this area, but no one succeeded yet. And this would be, instead of having a game console or anything, you would just need the browser, the Chrome browser. Instantly, you can play a game on any phone, tablet, television, PC. The idea is just the games are out there. You jump in, and then you can play. They call it Stadia, as in you're in a stadium wherever you are. Now, Google admits this doesn't exist yet. They don't have a game lineup. They don't even have a subscription price or anything. But the idea is that if you have a controller, you could be on your computer or your TV. You could also just be on a phone. And what they want to do is make streaming these games so easy that there's no barrier to entry whatsoever. And you can understand why, because gaming is such a big industry. Fortnite alone made over $2 billion last year.
Right, and what is it, Red Dead Dawn's another huge one? Did I even get that name
right? Yeah, now we've got Apex. The titles are still huge. But even more, and as impressed as I am with those numbers with the individual titles, I'm impressed with how the gaming industry is trying to become so social. You know, Twitch, which literally is a service that lets you watch other people play video games, sold for $1 billion to Amazon. And at the time, it was like $1 billion to watch games. Now that seems like a bargain. because millions of people every day are going onto that service and pushing these games and streaming these games and watching people play, and they're chatting, and it's just amazing.
Well, and Yuzette just did it. So it's one of my reactions to watching people play games.
I've done
so
it.
Stupid. And you know what? Young people have written in when I've said that or when one of us have said that and said, you watch sports, it's the same thing. And to me, I don't see that at all.
Yeah, I mean,
they feel like, why would I watch a basketball game? Or why you're watching a basketball game, why can't I watch a video game?
Well, then Bryn does watch the video other people play. You learn tricks, though, right?
Yeah, I try to learn, like, you know, where I want to land so I can grab the right guns and then, you know, all the techniques that I can do so I can win this game.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason why I'm watching, not necessarily to sit back and watch it as entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
So, Scott, the thing that I read yesterday about Google's big announcement was basically they said the industry's huge. It's worth billions of dollars, and Google's
right.
about to jump into it in a big way. But what you just told me is that's not even the case at all. In fact, they don't even have the partner. You have to have partners giving you the games through your service, right?
Right, because Google is not making games.
Right.
That's something. Right. So they need these partners to come in, and they have hinted that they have some partners, but we really didn't get any, as far as I'm concerned, anything all that concrete, because they need partners to make these games to be willing to stream the game on, you know, that Chrome browser. There would be questions. Remember when iTunes came out and it was only for Apple devices, and it didn't really take off until it said, okay, we'll go Windows 2, and that's what the majority had at the time. You know, if Google says, okay, you can do it on YouTube and the Android, you know, what about all those players who go on, you know, Apple mobile devices or things like that? So it still has a lot of questions. What will the games be? How much they'll cost? Are they going to work with the regular Wi-Fi we have? I mean, not to get too deep into the weeds, but, you know, 4K, 1080p, how are these things going to look on a screen, whether it's a small phone, so it'll look good, but what if I'm playing on a big screen TV? Is it still going to look good if I have, you know, the basic Wi-Fi that I have in my house? These questions still haven't been answered.
So, so what you're saying is Google didn't answer enough of the questions for you to believe it's right around the corner.
I mean, they promise it sometime this year. And Google,
sometime.
You know, I don't doubt that they have the money and the personnel. They have hired some people away from gaming companies, so it's very serious. But when you think about, you know, everyone talked about how VR, virtual reality, was going to be the next big thing in gaming. And the stuff we saw, and, you know, I did a bunch of stories on this, it was very impressive, but there's still cost, there's new hardware you have to get, you know, you've got to have a connection that's pretty fast. And so some of this stuff, it arrives, but it doesn't catch on just yet. You know, people were watching on Twitch for a long time before it became the big thing. And so my guess is Google rolls it out gradually, people sort of get into it, and then decide, is this how we want to play our games, or do we want to go back to, you know, Fortnite and Apex and you know, talk to people and play them that way. Who knows?
Was there any other big thing that people might want to hear about from the gaming conference that's happening right now in San Francisco through the end of the week?
I mean, I think the next few days, now that Google got out of the way, is going to be, and I think people are going to wait for this, but they're not going to, you know, discuss it all that much until it gets here. I think the new thing now is, because of the success of Twitch and some of these individual titles, gaming is going to be the next social network. It said something that on the eve of this gaming conference this week, Netflix said it's worried more about Fortnite as a competitor than it is about HBO or any of those other streamers, because people come in not just for the content, but to socialize and you know, all that stuff. And is this going to be the next place, now that people are a little, maybe, you know, wary of Facebook and Instagram and that kind of thing? Eventually, are the young people, and maybe even not so young, going to sort of migrate over to these video games? Even if they're not gamers, they can watch, they can socialize, and they can buy things. And so,
well,
you know, it's kind of this ecosystem.
And I'm not on Spotify, but I understand Spotify has a social element to it as well, which is one of the things that people are into. So I could see that. So Twitch is what is that, an app? Is that a...
No, it's a streaming service. And it's now owned by Amazon, but it's, you know, ask Bryn and that it's where people can gather and stream, but they will watch games much like we will watch a football game. I'm not a football player, but I like to watch it. Don't have to be a gamer to jump on and watch and get to know these gamers, and they make so much money. It's amazing.
Yeah, we've seen the amounts, the millions that these people are pulling in. Let me give you a text real quick before we let you go. 408 is saying that watching people game is like watching home improvement shows. Vinny, I know you don't like that.
I don't like those either.
I know. But you're there initially to get a tip or a trick, but then you find the people to be actually very entertaining.
All right.
Right. And it's the same sort of thing if you know teenagers will watch a makeup channel on YouTube. They will watch anything. And they'll get to know those people. And they become, in their own sort of way, well-known celebrities. And it's the same for gamers now. And it's just that new world.
Right on, Scott Budman. Thank you so much. Scott Budman from the DC Bay Area.
Thank
Appreciate it. So I don't know what day it was of this week. Today is Wednesday. It must have been over the... Maybe it was Saturday. Anyway, the Powerball jackpot's up.
Yes.
And so I think it was Saturday night. The missus were sitting there watching TV, and she goes, "Oh, my God, we've got to play the lottery." And so we ran out, but we were too late. So our ticket, well, we didn't win, and no one else won. Because the lottery rolled over. So just want to mention Powerball is up to $550 million right now. So if you're into that,
we got a
it's
ticket.
Tonight. Did you get a ticket?
Yeah, we got two tickets on Saturday, and then I told him yesterday to pick up two tickets.
What's a ticket?
It only takes one.
Does that mean like a
Powerball lottery ticket?
Right, but when you say a ticket, is that like $10 in one ticket? You know what I mean? Or is that like five different rows, or is it just one?
I'm just saying, just get two quick picks.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just curious. You know how we do, sometimes we get together and we spend all the money, you know, $20 each or whatever.
As a group, right.
And then we never win anything.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that
we
one
did
time.
Win.
That one time we won.
Nobody gets that. Are you kidding? We never won. We won.
I know.
We got five numbers.
One time.
Yeah.
Will we ever get that again?
I don't know, but we bought... Me and the missus bought our own tickets, not part of the group.
Yeah. That's fine.
And we're, you right?
Yeah.
You have your own tickets?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's totally fine.
So, fingers crossed.
Yep.
All right. I think that's it for news. Coming up, we have your tickets to see Dave Matthews at the Chase Center, which that was just announced yesterday.
Yep.
There's more bands that will be part of this big Chase Center grand opening celebration, which happens later this year. So please hang through these for those.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.